City. We'll drop down to 1047. Yeah, because this shouldn't take long. This
I got rid of the coffee cup, so I didn't look at this time.
Somebody's got about 5 minutes. Okay, Deb.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Deborah Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. This basically is just a cleanup bill of some statutes in 32.3A and 32.7B that deal with dealer licensing of or boat dealers. Section 1, there's a need to identify boats that are placed in a lease or rental operation within a dealership. These types of transactions are determined to be separate from the sale of a boat and consequently are not exempt from the requirements of taxing, titling, and licensing that are granted to the boat dealers. And this is similar to the way that we handle motor vehicle dealers in requiring that if they're operating, leasing a rental company within their dealership, that they have to title them in their name. 2 through 10, basically these were duplications. It's a repeal of in 32.3A because those same sections were addressed in 32.7B, which is the dealer licensing section, and dealt with the same issue. So we cleaned up those sections. Section 6 defines the display and permitted use of a sold boat permit and provides a penalty for the provisions or for the violation of the provisions contained therein. And this is the same as in our dealer licensing law. Section 7 prohibits the use of dealer boat license plates on leased or rented boats because they are a separate entity within itself. Since this type of operation is separate from the dealer license operation, any vehicle placed in a lease or rental is subject to the tax. And then Section 8, basically what we did there was we wanted to clarify that the exemptions from the tax, those exemptions that are listed are only exemptions from the tax and not from licensing. There was some interpretation by some of the people in Game Fish and Parks or some confusion anyway that they felt that exempted them from the provisions of the entire chapter, and that was not the point. The point was that those are the same exact exemptions that we have under our motor vehicle statutes, and so we wanted to make sure that it only exempted them from the tax under those provisions. So, and that's basically all the bill does.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? Senator McCracken.
Mr. Chairman, Deb, mm-hmm. over in Section 7, in today's world, how does that work in today's world where at a resort where they have all the rental boats and you can go up there for a day, how does that, they don't license them today or whatever?
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, we basically have said that they have to tax, title, and license them because they're using them in a separate business. Now, if it's, all we're trying to clarify here is that if a dealer has a rental or leasing company, they have to abide by and pay the same taxes as somebody that was in an independent business outside of the dealership so that it's an equal issue.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of House Bill 1047? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1047? Seeing none, I'll close it to committee discussion and committee action.
Chairman.
Senator Valesky.
I move a due pass on House Bill 1047.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Senator Dietrich. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Elkins.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Passed.
Yes, sir. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Goes to the consent calendar.